Okay.
You're with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.
Okay, we are back and we've re-established the link with Hanif Lunat. Hello, Hanif. You are back and you were going to tell us about the relationship between yourself and Fadiel Adams of the Cape Coloured Congress in terms of the charges laid against Cocked Construction corruption.
As time went by, I found out that we were investigating the same tender, which was 243Q of the city, where a certain company had benefited extensively from. So I approached him and I said, but let's correlate and get together and let's have this case going forward. And we got together and that's how today we've got the arrest been done. And I can assure you that it's just the tip of the iceberg that you've seen last week.
Because police are reporting that there have been 8 arrests and more are going to be made. And I wanted to get a sense from you just how deep this rot goes.
I didn't get that.
I said no. The police have reported 8 arrests, and they say that more arrests are expected. And we want to know just how deep this rot goes.
I can tell you, it's going to go as far as 500 to 600 million rand. Eventually, that's the type of money that has been misappropriated in the city on just this one tender. And I can tell you, there are many more tenders that not only this company, but many other companies have benefited illicitly and unjustly, depriving the people of the Cape Flats and the townships of service delivery. This money was meant to improve the lives of these people. And unfortunately, it benefited a few corrupt officials and companies.
So you're blowing the lid on a really big issue. That's what you're suggesting. While the city says or claims that there are inaccuracies in your information, and of course those implicated say that the legal process are going to show that what you are alleging is not true. But there is an arrest, so they must suggest that there's some evidence to support that arrest.
Exactly. The propaganda machine, we expected nothing less. We expected this type of a response and defense. I am challenging the city to tell me where there's inaccuracies and where we are finding ourselves wavering, because I can prove to you that it's far from what they are claiming it to be.
So this report that you had gathered and the charges that you laid happened back in 2020, December of 2020, I believe.
October
of 2020. Why did it take so long to get to this particular stage?
We were blocked, Clevens. I had to knock on doors. I had to threaten, verbally threaten, not physically. I'm not a physical person. Verbally threaten them, taking them to court, getting interdicts, getting national government, the president's office. We were blocked at the NPA. The NPA tried to turn us away. Even right up to the policing department tried to turn us away. And I kept knocking, and knowing that I was sitting with substance. And I knew that this had to go to the floor. It's got nothing to do with the ANC. I don't do this because of the ANC. I'm doing it for the people of the Cape Flats and the townships who are deprived. It's done totally on those grounds. It's not political. I'm not driven politically on this. I might benefit politically, but that will be by default.
Hanif, let's make absolute sense of this. So you are alleging collusion with corrupt intent between officials of the city of Cape Town and businesses. Is that correct? Not the DA and businesses.
Exactly. But it's under the watch of the DA government. It is under the watch of the DA administration, both in the province and in the... this is something that has irked me yesterday when I saw John Steenhuisen's response to somebody's post on social media, where he says, but this is not the DA, it's our administrator. It is our people in our offices. But on whose behalf? Who's the overwatch? Who's the person that oversees these guys? It's obviously the DA-run government at both those levels. It is him that threatened to enter Medupi by force to inspect the Medupi plant. I am now asking him, please clean the door, clean your own door before you go to Medupi. You have a rot, you have a corrupt lot within your city and your province. The province is another matter. I'm not going to get to it. There's so many cases that are to be opened. Even the three temporary hospitals that were opened at provincial level by the same very company in this province, there's corruption there. We haven't even touched that, Clarence. We're only talking about 243Q, tender 243Q. I'm not even going to the other tenders that this guy has benefited and illicitly manipulated the system to benefit them financially.
Tell me something. The other tenders that you allude to, are they also suffering the same kind of process that you've done in relation to this tender in question?
I think you're the first one that ever heard of this. So we haven't even touched it.
Okay. I'd just like to know at this particular stage what the charges entail and what work is impacted in terms, or what work that was supposed to benefit us was impacted.
Look, this was to better the lives of the people. We know that the Cape Flats staircases are falling apart. In fact, I can prove to you there's a few in Manenberg, Elsie's River that have collapsed and could cause danger to the people that live there. And unfortunately, the money was then taken away from there and then passed on to tenders, which were used to take this money from the province, I mean, from the city, illicitly and corruptly. So there's a smokescreen. They cancel the one contract with a prominent company in the city and then move that money onto another tender which formulates small tenders. And these tenders were used to siphon off the money.
And
time went by. And it all happened during the COVID period when we were working with skeleton staffs, nobody were watching. And nobody was really concentrating on corruption. We were all interested in protecting ourselves from COVID.
And if we're going to
we are out of time,
unfortunately, Hanif Lunat, but we thank you again for your time.